So when you are loving, and the game again, you see, is you got to love yourself so much that you can be love, because it's the sea of love. When you say, I am in love, it's like being in a tub. Come on into love. It's an extraordinary place you get. Because once you get beyond, once you see your personality even is merely like the fenders on the Chevrolet Corvair, you understand that. All of the melodrama of the neurosis and, oh, such problem. Wow. I mean, then mental health work is like a fender repair. Because that isn't who we are anyway. Why don't we just get on with it? Everybody I meet now is the same person. How do you like that? We're all us, and here we are again. Right? You want to get caught in your melodrama, groovy. But I'm going to keep centering so I don't get caught in it with you. I will love you and honor you and feel great compassion for your melodrama, but no matter how melodramatic it is, I'm not going to go on the trip this time. I'm not even going to go on my own trip. I'm not even interested in this melodrama. Because it's just another shuck. It's just another drama. I've seen Peyton Place till it's coming out of my ears. Will he graduate? Will he come off drugs? Shall I give up my virginity? Will I find a great thing in research? Will he become enlightened? What should I eat for breakfast? Should I cut my hair or let it grow? Wow, it's so heavy. Oh, God. I mean, we do it all, but let's not get caught in it. Come on now. Come on now, let's be here. You never have to miss a step. You don't have to go to the Himalayas. You don't have to drop out. You don't have to do anything. You just have to become conscious. It's as simple as that. Just get on with it. Just find a center. Until you have a center, you're just a mechanical response mechanism. You come into this class, you sit down, somebody draws the board, think this, you think that. 50 minutes, the bell rings, you go out, you know. Turn left in the maze, now eat, now. Groovy. Well, I'll make a choice. I'll have to decide whether I'm going to pursue your path or not. Come on now. More melodrama. There's no choices. There's no choices at all. You're living in a totally deterministic system. Karma is, even the illusion of choice is just illusion. There's only freedom when you're a fully conscious being. You're not free. Choices are only apparent choices. It's all worked out. I mean, I've been hanging out with this cat in the Himalayas who knows the future. He can say, on next Tuesday, this is going to happen. How can he say that if there are any accidents in the universe? So let me say this. Let me give you one more. There are no accidents in the universe. No accident can possibly happen, because any plan you can think of about how it all works, there's a plan behind that one too. And if you get really cool and Egyptian, see, you'll dig that plan. And then there's another one. Just to lay a few more little things for you to play with in the ride home. Rational man is not the highest being on the evolutionary ladder at this moment. So you can rest easy. And the next level of being is neither benevolent nor malevolent. So you don't have to get your ray gun to beat him off when you meet him on Mars. The physical universe as we know it is a more trivial part of the cosmos. Desire creates your universe. It is only your desire that is keeping you receiving only that information which keeps you in the illusion that there is a reality which is a physical reality. Just as if we had a television set up here and we tune it to channel 7, as far as that television is concerned, there is only channel 7. Channel 9 doesn't even exist for the television set. Now you tune it to channel 9, and suddenly channel 9 only exists for the television set, and 7 doesn't exist. What happened to 7? Doesn't exist. In this room at this moment, there's channel 7 and there's 9, or whatever those channels are in Vancouver. But we're not receiving them because our receivers are tuned in a certain way. Because one of the qualities of the fact that you are in a human birth at this point means that your receiver was tuned a certain way. It was preset. It's preset. But it's not preset in a final way. You can adjust it. And I can sit with my guru brother, who's the guy from Laguna Beach, and he is sitting in the room right next to me, and he's talking to a guy in front of him that I don't even see. Well, one of us has lost his marbles, man. Who's crazy, him or me? I mean, there's a cat he's talking to, and I don't even see the guy. It's like he's tuned to channel 9, I'm tuned to channel 7. The final place one gets to is that one has a dial that is completely flexible and you can bring in all levels at all times and you see how it is at every level all the time. Because what in fact is going on is you are living at a certain vibrational rate and that's what makes it all seem real to you. And you change that vibrational rate just a tiny bit and all this is gone and something else is here. All this is gone. Somebody says to me, well, what would happen if everybody became enlightened? Well, this would all not exist, because this all exists because of our desire. See how that works? But don't get scared, because, you know, if you want it, you'll keep it. That's the way it works. No rush. We got eternity. Except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. I just want you to appreciate that it turns out that the Bible is real. It's not a metaphor. It's not a groovy story to teach us something. It does, and it is, of course. But it's real. I mean, guys really do open the Red Sea and wither the fig trees. And when Christ says, had ye but faith, ye could move mountains, that's true. It's all connected with vibrational rates. And once you understand the whole secret of mantra and sound and moving with different sounds and visions and visual fields and mandalas and so on, you begin to see it all falls into place and that there are just these different levels of vibrational rates. And the first level out is what's called heaven and hell in the Christian world. That's one level out. There's six more after that. But Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, if you want to go to heaven, groovy, go to heaven. It's another desire place. You want to be Lord of the Wind? Great, we'll make you Lord of the Wind. How long? 10,000 years? Sure. Now you're done with that one? Now what? Now I want to know how it all is. Groovy, we'll take you to the causal plane. Now you see how it all is. Now what? It's no rush. You've got to live out all your desires. Don't rush. It's all going to happen. It's a much bigger trip than you thought it might have been, you know. And no matter how big you get it, it's bigger than that one, too. And the way the Hindu system, which is takes care of every bit of data that I ever collected in 7 years of taking LSD and all the other drugs and talking to all the people who I talked to, the thousands of them, who laid their stories upon me. And then the experience with these beings in India, I see now about these planes of vibration or these planes of reality. And see that there is a physical plane, and then there is what's called an astral plane, and then there is what we can call a causal plane. And then behind that is a place where it all is what's called negative energy or negative, you know, antimatter. Antimatter. The void, nirvana. Behind even antimatter, perhaps. And the first place that you come into from the void into form is the yin-yang, and it's the what's called the Godhead. It's the first consciousness. It's the highest place on the causal plane, which is the world of pure idea, and that's the mind out of which it all comes, and that's the one we really mean when we talk about God. And finally, you are that mind. You are that consciousness. And when you begin to see how your desire is creating a universe anyway, you see you already are. That's all that's going on at every level. Desire is creating the universe. At one point, I asked my teacher what LSD was, and he took about 2 weeks, and then he wrote back on a slate, and he said, LSD is like a Christ in America, which is awakening the young folk in Kali Yuga. America is a most materialistic country, therefore God has shown his avatar in a form of LSD, a material. They wanted a material for approaching God, and they got it in the form of LSD. A man who has not tasted things thinking as true, how he will get the feeling of those things? In other words, psychedelics show a possibility, but beyond that, you still have a lot of stuff to do. Once you've seen the possibility, you can go back and back and back to see the possibility, but that's just going back to see the possibility. Because finally, you've got to get on with it. You've got to get your scene, like, in order. You know what it means. Out of time, no subject object. It's pretty straight. Get your body straight. Calm your mind down. Just get on with it. You know where it is. Just do it. But you can't do it just because you think you ought to do it. You've got to do it because there's nothing else to do. The only reason I do what I do is because there's nothing else to do. Because once you've seen how it is, you might as well get on with it. What else am I going to do? I think I'll make believe there is no such thing. I think I'll go to a cocktail party. Yeah. Oh, this one again. Boy, this is a hard one. Isn't this interesting? No. How can I say it so it's scary enough to show you how real it is? I can say, I love every human being I meet as much as I've ever loved anybody in my life, and I am completely indifferent as to whether I ever see them again. I can say that when I am alone, it is quite sufficient. And when I am with somebody else, it makes no difference. How about that one? How about the one that nothing I can receive in through my senses is as high as what goes on inside? That's an interesting one. These are fierce ones, aren't they? Fierce ones. Does becoming working towards enlightenment change your life? Of course it changes your life. It doesn't, interestingly enough, change your sense of social responsibility, but the issue of social responsibility is a very, very subtle issue because, in fact, a mechanical man cannot be very socially responsible anyway. Because he hasn't the least idea of what the effects of his acts are. I mean, a guy that goes charging angrily down the street, screaming for peace, is sending out a set of vibrations that are, in effect, creating war. Poor cat, he doesn't even know that. He's so busy doing his thing. He's so busy in his melodrama. It's us against them. I've seen enough Westerns. You know. Here we are. Let's get on with it. Let's get on with it. It's very heavy. Very heavy. Tatha Upanishad say, not many hear of him, and of those not many reach him. Wonderful is he who can teach about him, and wise is he who can be taught. Wonderful is he who knows him when taught. And the last thing I will end with this evening is a poem that was found on a 16th century Norman crucifix. I am the great sun, but you do not see me. I am your husband, but you turn away. I am the captive, but you do not free me. I am the captain, you will not obey. I am the truth, but you will not believe me. I am that city where you will not stay. I am your wife, your child, but you will leave me. I am that God to whom you will not pray. I am your counsel, but you do not hear me. I am your lover that you will betray. I am your life. But if you will not name me, seal up your soul with tears and never blame me. In India, when people meet and part, they say something which is a reminder of how it is. Most of them have forgotten its meaning. They say namaste, namaste, or namaskar, namaste, which means, I honor the light within you. I honor that which is the Atman, or the light, or God within you. So let me say to all of us, namaste.